It's time for the emergency break of the week.
Do you like this gig?
No, I mean, I love my job. It's
That wasn't the question.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt.
Do you like your job?
No, I said, do I love? Maybe I didn't answer the question.
Okay.
By a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
Do you like your job? Don't answer that!
Don't answer the question! What's the answer?
You enjoy your gig?
I love my job.
No, I don't think you understood my question. Do you like your job?
I'm sorry, but no, not darn quick.
Let's see who yanked the brake the hardest this week on The Little Ticket.
Ah, yes, the Friday tradition of the e-brake. We give you three candidates, and for some reason, we still let you vote at 888-787-1310. Let's all vote responsibly and make this a winner this Friday morning, because we all want to win, right? We don't want to lose. We want to keep winning here on the e-brake. Winning is what it's all about. And candidate number one comes to us from a member of the Hardline, one Corby Davidson, out of ticket stock. We're playing the family, no, it wasn't Family Feud, it was the newlywed game mm-hmm. that we were playing. And it was the shows paired up. It was Junior and myself against Norm and Donnie and then Corby and Mike. And I think we won for the eighth consecutive year.
Yep.
Junior and I did this past Saturday. Well, Corby and Mike, they were faring pretty well until Corby dropped his phone and then dropped an S-bomb live on the air.
Sorry that about Dan.
That completes Norm. Round one with the scoreboard showing Hardline with 3 points and Musers also
oh,
with three points.
Oh!
Dump that.
What are you doing?
Dump that.
I got it.
God. Okay.
Corby's hammered.
What is going on?
My gosh. All right, Hardline 3 points.
So
the Musers
so
have 3 points. Bad Radio with two. Norm and Donovan bringing up the rear
so
with 1 point. We'll be right back here at the Urban Convention Center with round
Adrian
two
Beltre dugout mic
of the newlywed game. Stay with us.
Good stuff, Corby.
My phone flew.
This is Sports Radio 1310.
Well, listen to him. Just hammered on a Saturday
just
afternoon.
Blitzed.
Mm-hmm.
He didn't know where he was by the end of that day.
No, you can tell.
He's our Johnny Manziel. I think we need an intervention.
You think so? Mm-hmm. You think it's time that we step in?
Well, there's no doubt in my mind.
No doubt. All right, well, Corby is up for another e-break. Candidate number two comes to us from the morning show, the Morning Musers.
Mm.
Scene Bass.
I think it's Sean Bass.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Sean Bass. Mm-hmm. Sean Bass up for an e-break. We were talking political candidates, talking Trump and Rubio and all that, and Sean got a little tripped up. I was just joking. Come
Meanwhile,
on, subtitles. It's funny.
She's thin, beautiful, speaks five languages, and we are just sitting with potato chips, speak only the Lord's language, which is English. If the Lord didn't want us all to speak English, he wouldn't have written the Bible in English.
Is there any way for Cruz or Rubio to attack that, her accent?
That what? I thought you were going to...
Sorry. I got distracted. I got distracted with my potato chips.
Sean.
Sean. But seriously, if this were Trump,
Trump?
He would...
Sorry. What's
I'm
going
struggling
on?
Struggling mightily. If this were Trump, he would make an issue of this.
I'm going to turn down Sean's mic in there.
Trump. Yeah. Not being a jerk.
Trump. The last thing. Trump and attack that... That's his wife, Sean.
Yes.
All right, one more time. I was just joking. Come Meanwhile, on, subtitles. It's funny.
She's thin, beautiful, speaks five languages, and we are just sitting with potato chips, speak only the Lord's language, which is English. If the Lord didn't want us all to speak English, he wouldn't have written the Bible in English.
Is there any way for Cruz or Rubio to attack that, her accent?
That what? I thought you were going to...
Sorry. I got distracted. I got distracted with my potato chips.
Sean. Sean. But seriously,
if this were Trump,
Trim?
He would...
Sorry. What's
I'm
going on?
Struggling mightily.
God almighty.
If this were Trump, he would make an issue of this.
I'm going to turn down Sean's mic in there.
Trump.
Stop being a jerk.
What a poor broadcaster I am.
Boy, we all have those moments.
Oh.
Nobody says that great, about you as far as you know.
And all you need is just a little blood in the water for the piranhas just go and start attacking you.
I just like that
right
he,
and left.
He added mightily. Sorry, I'm struggling. Mightily.
All right, way to go, Sean.
Eight.
And then if you're listening to The Ticket on Sunday, You may have heard this, which is a meltdown from one board operator known as Travis Mejia.
You'll vote for your favorite three in order, okay?
Okay.
One, two, three. And then next segment we'll reveal Homer Call of the Year winner. The 16th time we have done this. Let us play you the audio. Now listen carefully. So our first entry.
Not just a sports station. This is The Ticket.
If you listen.
So what's up? So Homer Call was just
this
happening.
Is sports radio.
Not happening anymore, though.
The Ticket. KTCK AM Dallas Fort Worth. KTCK FM Flower Mound. A Cumulus station.
So something's going on with Travis over there. And he's going to vamp for the E-break. There's some replay.
With the weekend.
Sorry about that, guys.
And another weekday replay.
Would you say that Justin Montemayor bailed him out?
No.
Gosh.
No. So a So What's Up sandwich surrounded by 20 seconds of dead air, slices of bread on each side,
so
is not really the way to smooth it over.
No.
Or bail out the board up.
No, it's not. And I put some of this on Justin, obviously some of it on Travis. But to me, it goes back to what happened like 6 years ago when we had the worst radio engineer in the history of the industry design this place.
You even sang about him at Ticket Stop.
Yes, I did. He was replaceable. All right, so those are your three candidates, Corby, Sean, or Travis, the board op, with some assist from Brett. 888-787-1310. Hello. You're on The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Well, hands down, you got to give it to Travis. Are you looking for seashells? No, just looking.
What is that from?
I don't know. It's kind of funny, though. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the E-break?
Hey, good morning, boys. This is Baby Beatrice, and I wanted to vote. Hey, good morning, boys. This is Baby Beatrice,
okay.
And I wanted to vote for Jim Butterfly Bounce.
Okay, that's the baby who was hit in the head by the hockey puck.
Oh, my gosh.
Dude.
A one-month-old.
Yeah, clearly a one-month-old couldn't speak like that.
Yeah. Come on, do a better impersonation. Hi, you're on The Ticket.
Hi, I'd like to vote for the morning emergency break.
All right. There is a Corby vote. Thank you very much. Hello, you're on Ticket AM and FM.
Yes, hi, I'd like to responsibly vote for Travis, and I love you.
I love you madly, Georgia.
There's the transition. Here's there the it girl. Is. Thank you. Hello, you're on The Ticket.
Hi, this is Joe Skidlonen.
Hey, Joe.
And I vote for number two.
That's Sean. I guess Sean goes as number two.
Never heard from the fourth Skidlonen brother, Joe.
No. Hello, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the E-break?
We vote for Sean.
Ooh,
two
a double vote. Does that count as two votes? That's one phone call, so we'll go with
what's
one
going
vote.
On there, Sean?
We need to talk to them a little bit. Wow. But,
what's your names?
They're gone.
Okay. Hello, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Hey, quick shout out to the P1CR, and I'd like to vote for Dana Riedel's Dirty Pillow.
I don't know. Hello, you're on The Ticket.
Am I on IM Radio?
Yes, ma'am.
Hey, Muse, I want to vote for Snake L. Davidson, just so you know. Love you.
Love you, too. Fake Natalie Maines, you keep calling.
She actually votes.
I know. She's great. Funny voice, too. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins?
Users, hey, I think I'll need to get Coach Switzer down here to go back over his undercussing program with Corby that he's so heavily endorsed on the show.
Okay. We'll register that as a Corby vote. Hi, you're on The Ticket. Who wins the emergency break of the week?
Good morning, boys. I'm going to start by voting for Sean, but I think it's important to note that something that Jerry has mentioned regarding the backup situation again in the past, which has plagued him.
Skittles? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
What an umbrella would say?
Jerry's original joke.
Yeah, Jerry's joke. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Yeah, guys, I like to vote for the one that knows how to back that add up.
Okay, there's a Sean vote. Hello, you're on ticket AM and FM.
I'm slightly disappointed that Infrastructure Man wasn't up because I think his whole segments are emergency break.
Hey, watch it, man. We know him.
Otherwise, I'd vote for Travis. Thank you very much.
Hey, Travis with his third vote. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Hello, boys.
Hey.
Who's this?
This is the ticket toilet. I'd like to thank you for all of your pee-pees and doo-doos, and I would like to vote for Corby.
The ticket toilet.
All right, we can maybe develop that character.
No, we can't.
Hi, you're on ticket radio.
The winner is...
So for those who don't know, we discovered what that is. That's an alarm clock, and it was made many, many, many years ago, so you may have had it as a kid. It's called Samurai Alarm Clock, and that's the sound when it goes off in the morning.
How could you not wake up when you hear that? Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Well, good morning and a happy and pleasant good morning to you, musers. I would like to vote irresponsibly for Corbett Scott Davidson, bottom panties, these panties.
Okay, don't add that, but ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
Wow.
Corby overcussing at ticket stock.
Sorry about Dan.
That completes round one with the scoreboard showing Hardline with 3 points. The Musers also with 3 points.
Oh!
Dump that.
What are you doing?
Dump that.
I got it.
God. Okay.
Corby's hammered.
What is going on?
My gosh. All right, Hardline 3 points. The Musers have 3 points. Bad Radio with 2. Norman Donovan bringing up the rear with 1 point. We'll be right back here at the Urban Convention Center with round
Adrian
two
Beltre dugout bike
of the Newlywed Game. Stay with us.
Good stuff.
I like
this is Sports Radio.
I like Bob's joke, and I also like whoever was on the board that fired off the desk. Fix this S wrench.
Fix this.
You can barely hear it underneath there. I don't know why that still cracks me up so much. All right, how many is that for Corby?
That's a big win. 45th win. He passes Junior for fifth place.
Whoa. Okay. Damn. Top fiver now. Corby Davidson. All right, it's 8:09 on the ticket. The middle age crisis is next.